Hello, word nerds, and welcome to another episode of the Dictionary Podcast, the only podcast read by some silly person who is me. So, there won't be any lacking in episodes. There was a new episode yesterday, there's a new episode today, but I haven't recorded in a while because I had a somewhat major foot injury. It wasn't minor, but it also wasn't like a break, luckily, but it was fairly major. It put me on crutches. So this is the first time I've recorded in a little while, so let me see if I can figure out how to do this again. I will give some more information about this foot injury at the end of the episode. If you are so interested, keep on listening and I will talk about it. All right, so we are at the fourth quarter of page 90 with our first word, which is backscatter. B-A-C-K-S-C-A-T-T-E-R. It is all one word. Could also be backscattering. This is a noun from 1940. The scattering of radiation or particles in a direction opposite to that of the incident radiation due to reflection from particles of the medium transversed. So, depending on what the radiation is it in water, is it in the air, is it in something else that I can't think of, depending on that, it will backscatter in different ways. And then at the end it says, also, the radiation or particle so reversed in direction. Backscatter is also a verb. Now we have backscratching. There is a hyphen. This is a noun from 1904. The reciprocal exchange of favors, services, assistance, or praise. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. Now we have backseat. It is all one word. It is a noun from 1780. One, a seat in the back, as of an automobile. Number two, an inferior position, as in won't take a back seat to anyone. Now we have backset. It is all one word. It is a noun from 1721, and we just have the synonym, which is interesting. It's the words have been flipped, setback. So you could say setback or backset. I have never heard of backset before, which is probably why there's no actual definition for it. Now we have backside. It is all one word. It is a noun from circa 1500. We have the synonym buttocks. I think that's just a funny word. B-U-T-T-O-C-K-S. And it is often used in plural, so backsides. Now we have backslap. All one word. It is a transitive verb from 1777. To display excessive or effusive goodwill for. Now we have, oh, well, that was the transitive definition, and now here is the intransitive definition. To display excessive cordiality or goodwill. Backslap is a noun, and so is backslapper. Now we have backslash, all one word. It is a noun from 1982. A mark, and then it shows the backslash, used especially in computer programming. There's also the forward slash, which we'll get to in a few years. But I gotta say, I always get confused as to which is the backslash and the forward slash. And when I see them, it makes perfect sense. The top of the backslash is more on the left side, and the bottom is more on the right side. And so it looks like it's leaning back. But depending on your point of view, the forward slash could also look like it's leaning back. But usually we, at least here in American English and most other languages, we read left to right. So in the direction that the words are being read or the things that are being typed, it is leaning backwards. So hopefully I'll always remember which is the backslash. There's actually a keyboard in front of me. Backslash is the one that is above the enter key on the right side there. And the forward slash is the one that is on the same key as the question mark. Okay, enough about keyboards. Let's talk about backslide. This is a verb. Backslide, backslid, backslidden, backsliding. Those are other forms. This is from 1552. One, to lapse morally or in the practice of religion. Number two, to revert to a worse condition. Synonym is retrogress. Retrogress. That's a fascinating word. Well, there's egress, ingress. I feel like there's something similar to retrogress that I'm not thinking of at the moment. Progress. When you progress, and I think that's the one I was thinking of. And retrogress would be, you know, going backwards, backsliding. But, you know, retrogress is not a word that we usually say. Backslide is a noun, and backslider is also a noun. Now we have backspace. It is the first form. It is all one word. It is a verb from 1911. This one's actually only intransitive. To move back a space in a text with the press of a key. Oh, look, we got back to the keyboard. Now we have the second form of backspace. It is a noun from 1983, an instance of backspacing. Also, the key pressed in backspacing. And here we have backspin, all one word. It is a noun from circa 1909, a backward rotary motion of a ball. Like if you're shooting a basketball or pool, playing pool, billiards, backspin is used a lot. In billiards. I could never really do it so well. I've always wanted to be able to control the cue ball better, but I've never practiced enough to get good at it. Okay, now we have backsplash, one word. It is a noun from 1947, a vertical surface, as of tiles, designed to protect the wall behind a stove or countertop. Now we have backstabbing. It is a noun from 1946, betrayal, as by a verbal attack against one not present, especially by a false friend. Backstab is a verb, and backstabber is a noun. Yeah, I guess usually it's a false friend, but, you know, they could actually be your friend. They don't have to be a false friend to backstab you. They're probably not going to be a friend for very long, though, if that's the case, if that's what they're doing. Backstabbing is not cool. Try not to be a backstabber. If you're gonna say something about somebody, maybe say it to their face. Talk to them about it, depending on the situation. Sorry for all the sniffles. I just came in from the outside, so this happens. I should probably prepare better. Okay, now we have backstage. It is all one word. It is the first form. It is an adjective from 1916. One, of relating to or occurring in the area behind the stage and especially in the dressing rooms. Number two, of or relating to the private lives of theater people. Number three, of or relating to the inner working or operation as of an organization. Now, here we go with the second form of backstage. It is an adverb from 1922. One, in or to a backstage area. Number two, in private. Synonym is secretly. Next is backstairs, all one word. It is an adjective from 1663. One, we have the synonyms secret and furtive. F-U-R-T-I-V-E, as in backstairs political deals. Number two, we have the synonyms sordid and scandalous, as in backstairs gossip. But there is no definition for the actual backstairs, which are the stairs in a house that are probably near the back door. Okay, number two. No, not number two. Next word is backstay, all one word. It is a noun from 1626. One, a stay extending aft from a masthead. Number two, a strengthening or supporting device at the back, as of a carriage or a shoe. A shoe has a backstay? Okay. Didn't know that's what it was called. But I am not a shoemaker, so there you go. Next we have backstitch. It is all one word. It's a noun from 1611. A stitch sewn one stitch length backward on the front side and two stitch lengths forward on the reverse side to form a solid line of stitching on both sides. I'm not a sewer or a stitcher, so I'm not familiar with a backstitch. But I bet a lot of you have a lot of experience sewing and stitching and such, so you probably know what this is. Backstitch is also a verb. Now we have backstop. It is one word. It is the first form. It's a noun from 1851. One, something at the back serving as a stop, as, 1A, a screen or fence for keeping a ball from leaving the field of play. 1b, a stop as a pawl, P-A-W-L, that prevents a backward movement as of a wheel. Number 2, a player as the catcher positioned behind the batter. Now we have the second form of backstop. It is a transitive verb, and is there an intransitive? No, just transitive. From 1941, number 1, we have the synonyms support and bolster. Number 2, to serve as a backstop to. Number 3, to play the position of goalkeeper for, as in backstop a hockey team. Next is backstory, all one word. It is a noun from 1984, a story that tells what led up to the main story or plot, as of a film. Next is backstreet, all one word. It is a noun from the 15th century, a street away from the main thoroughfares. Next is backstretch. Excuse me. Backstretch, it is a noun from 1839, the side opposite the home stretch on a race course. Oh, I never really knew that or thought about that. I didn't know that the home stretch, that last sort of straightaway, was actually called the home stretch. I mean, I didn't know it was named the home stretch. I never really thought about where that word came from. I guess that makes sense. It's the stretch of the course that where you're coming home, you're coming to the end. And so I guess on the other side of the track, because, you know, it's usually an oval, the other side is the back stretch. I didn't know that. I also don't watch racing of any kind, so I don't pay attention to those things. So there you go. Now we have backstroke. It is a noun from 1879, a swimming stroke executed on the back and usually consisting of alternating circular arm pulls and a flutter kick. Flutter, flutter kick. Backstroker is a noun. Next is backswept. All one word. It is an adjective from circa 1918. Swept or slanting backward. And our last word for this episode is backswimmer. All one word. It is a noun from 1862, an aquatic bug that swims on its back. What? Why does it swim on its back? Why wasn't it made to swim on its front? And its scientific family name is Notonectidae, Notonectidae. You can probably tell that my energy is a little bit low today. I'm not talking extra as much, although I am trying to not talk as much just because I think some people don't like as much interjections. Also, I'm just tired. I've only been up for 2 or 3 hours, and I'm tired. So, what is the word of the episode? You know, there were a lot of words in this one. Yeah, no editing. I don't know if you're aware, but back in October, I started to do no editing. I might go back on that. I'm not sure. I was editing an outtakes thing that's going to go up on Patreon. It's going to be an exclusive episode there, and I thought it was very funny. I haven't finished editing it yet, at the time of recording at least. But it was a lot of fun to come across all of these silly outtakes that got cut out because I was actually doing editing. Anyway, this is all to stall to help me figure out a word, and I'm not even paying attention to them. So we are going to pick, where did it go? Backslash as the word of the episode because of reasons. And that's it. Oh, so I said I was going to talk a little bit more about my foot here. So if you're done with me, if you don't want to hear about my life, go ahead and turn this off. Let's see. A week and a half ago, I was working and something very heavy fell on my foot. This is the short story. It punctured my foot. I have 2 puncture wounds. I went to an urgent care. No, they took x-rays. I found out a couple days later there were no fractures, so that's good. But they did give me 7 staples to close up those wounds. There was a part of the skin that got pulled off as well, which later, as it was healing, I realized looked like a T-Rex's head, a Tyrannosaurus Rex's head with its mouth wide open, and it had staples on it as well. So that was a week and a half ago, January 15th. That's when this all happened. I've been on crutches since then. I actually just right before recording, I was at the doctor's office and I got the staples out. So it's been a full week and a half that I've been dealing with this. What do I got to say about it? The staples came out. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but it also wasn't great. And I'm still going to stay on the crutches, for probably the next week, just because my foot is still swollen and bruised and feels kind of numb in parts, and so it's the nerves, I'm sure, are still healing. But anyway, that's the short story of this. Maybe the next time I record, which is probably going to be 4 or 5 episodes from now, I will have more news to share about my foot healing. All right, I have talked enough. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Some Silly Person Reading the Dictionary. Goodbye.